This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. First, for the visiting Hillsboro Hilltoppers, starting will be a 6'2 junior in Jace Teakin, a 6'1 senior in Nick Andre, a 5'11 sophomore in Drake Vogel, a 6'1 senior in Dylan McCamick, and a 6'2 sophomore in Gavin Matouche. So once more for Hillsboro, it's Teakin, Andre, Vogel, McCamick, and Matouche. For Civic Memorial this evening, starting will be a 6-foot sophomore in Trey Hall, a 6-foot senior in Keaton Lowen, a 5'11 sophomore in Karan Parchman, a 6'3 senior in Alex Reams, and a 6'6 senior in Grant Lane. So for CM, it is Hall, Lowen, Parchman, Reams, and Lane. And Hillsboro's ready for the opening tap. Civic Memorial getting ready to pump their team up, and now they head out to the timeline at the halfway circle, and we are about ready to begin. Jumping for Hillsboro, it'll be Matouche for CM. It will be Grant Lane. So a senior against a sophomore, and we're going to redo the opening tap. That happens every now and then. Both teams have a chuckle, and here we go. Now it's tipped around. Who's got it? It's going to be Civic Memorial controlling the opening tap. Of course, this game followed the Greenville Gateway Legacy game, and Gateway defeated Greenville, so Legacy will play for fifth place on Saturday afternoon, that game beginning at 4 o'clock. Greenville playing for seventh place, that one tipping off around 2:30 as there's an opening shot missed by CM, but they get the offensive rebound. Now it's Alex Reams backing his man in. Now he's going to kick out to Karan Parchman, who misses a three. Offensive rebound, Reams, and he puts Civic Memorial on top, 2-0. CM right away starting the full court man-to-man press. Now they'll back off a little bit. This is Vogel bringing up the four for the Toppers. He gets it over to Andre. Now over to Jace Teakin. Toppers looking to advance to the fifth place game, and there's an opening layup by Jace Teakin. We're tied at 2 points apiece. Hillsboro has scored quite a few points in this tournament so far. 76 in the first game, 82 in the second, as there's a shot that's partially blocked. Hillsboro gets the rebound, and Teakin bring it up the floor for the Toppers. He's talking to Hillsboro head coach Joe Vanzo before the game. He said, yeah, they've scored a lot of points, but they've also given up quite a few points in this tournament so far. Gave up over 90 to Taylorville in their first game. Almost gave up 80 to Litchfield, but they were able to hold them to 74. So turnover on the Toppers, and CM will take over. Karan Parchman bringing up the four for the Eagles. Civic Memorial historically has played very well in this tournament, and the layup attempt by Parchman missed. Hillsboro gets the rebound, and it's Andre bringing up the four, and we've got a foul on the floor called on CM. I believe they're going to get Grant Lane with his first. Yes, they will. So Teakin will throw it in. He gets it to McCamick, who gets his first bucket of the game. And Hillsboro, an early 4-2 lead, 6:15 remaining in the opening quarter. You've heard a couple of games from the Macoupin County Tournament this evening already. We welcome you to the annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Here's Reams with it. Passes over to Lane. Lane, tall and lanky, drives the baseline, and he gets it up and in. Ties this game at 4 apiece. Here's Vogel with it for the Toppers. Vogel wearing the long sleeves, long orange sleeves, underneath his jersey, and they throw it away. Last touch by CM, however, so the Toppers will keep possession. 5:44 remaining for the opening quarter. 4-4 our score, Hillsboro and CM. Teakin looking to get it in, gets it into Matouche. Now back over to Teakin. Teakin dribbling left hand, top of the key, resetting the offense. CM in the man-to-man defense. This is Andre. Andre thought about a long two, and still he'll give it off to Teakin. Teakin drives, it's good! Jace Teakin with 4 points today, 6-4, Toppers on top. Here's Reams driving for CM. Picks up his dribble, now gets it out to Keaton Lowen. Lowen back over to Reams. Now it's Trey Hall, top of the key. Hall over to Parchman. Parchman Jump stop, kicks it out, back to Hall. Long three, no good. Rebound to Parchment. CM keeps it. He'll hand it off to Lane underneath the basket. His layup is up and in. Lane's got four, and we're back to knot it up at six. Tekin bringing up the floor, left hand now crosses over to his right side. Now back to left. He's guarded by Hall. Matt at the volleyball line. Oh, errant pass by Hillsborough, and CM will take over after the steal. This is Lowen bringing up the floor. Lowen back over to Reams. A little bit of a soft man-to-man defense here by the Toppers. Here's Lane, lost the ball. CM keeps it. Lane has it swiped away by Dylan McCamick. Wasn't paying attention, and the Toppers take control. And a foul at the other end on CM. That'll be their second. They're going to get Trey Hall with his first. CM led by head coach Jared Reynolds this season. Subs in for the Toppers, making his first appearance, Brock Bellever. Having a seat, Dylan McCamick. Tekin to throw it in for Hillsborough. Time's running out. Finds Vogel at the last second, cutting to the basket, and Hillsborough back on top. Vogel's got 2 points, 8-6, Toppers leading. Hillsborough finished third place in this tournament last year, their best finish in a long time. Here's Reams down low for CM, backs his man down, now kicks it out to Nick Vaughn. Vaughn passes back to Reams. Reams, the layup, no good, rebound to Tekin. Toppers take control. Tekin brings it up before himself, drives all the way to the basket, now gets it to Matush, and he's fouled. Basket doesn't go, but he'll head to the free throw line, shooting two. That's the third foul on CM, and it's the second on Grant Lane. Big postman for the Eagles. Matush to the free throw line, shooting two here. His first is good. 9-6, largest lead of the game for either team. Lane checks out for Civic Memorial. Matusha's second is on the way. It's good. Buries both of them. He's got two, and it's a 10-6 Hillsborough lead. End of the game for CM, Travis Hilligoss. And right away, Hilligoss has the ball at the right wing. Dribbles now left side. Passes to Parchman. Now over to Lowen. Lowen looking for an open man. He finds Nick Vaughn. Vaughn driving, kicks it out to Hilligoss. Hilligoss back to Parchman. Oh, wide open lane, and it closed quickly. Now back to Hilligoss. Three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Hillsborough's got it. Andre bringing up the floor for the Toppers, and it's swiped away. CM with the steal. Now it's Lowen. Lowen motioning for a man to set a pick. He won't. Now he'll pop from the elbow, and it's good. Keaton Lowen's on the board. 10-8. Now it's going to be Vogel bringing up the floor for the Toppers. Vogel guarded by Lowen. Vogel's going to drive left side. It's stolen right away. This is Vaughn with it. Vaughn's got a fast break. His layup no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the Toppers. Eagles will keep the possession. Substitution for Hillsborough. Vogel having a seat into the game for the first time is Dylan Smale. CM got to get it in. Time's running out. They finally do, and now it's over to Sam Buckley. Buckley, a 6'7 freshman for CM. He is also tall and lanky like Grant Lane. He's got it at the top of the key, looking for an open man. He'll bounce pass over to Hilligoss. Hilligoss, the freshman, 6'4, excuse me, the senior rather, 6'4 shooting guard. He gives it to Nick Vaughn. Vaughn, now back to Hilligoss, top of the key. Over to Vaughn. Vaughn, going to drive down the lane. Passes out now. Lowen pops from the left elbow. It is off the front iron. No good. Rebound to the Toppers. 2:05 remaining in the opening quarter. Hillsborough with the ball and the 10-8 lead. Nick Andre with it for the Toppers. Andre going to drive basehand. Kicks it out. And another turnover by Hillsborough. This time, Nick Vaughn with the steal. Vaughn over to Hilligoss. Hilligoss wide open, long three. It's no good. Didn't get anything. Hillsborough will have it. This is Smail. Now over to Andre. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. Andre driving. Spin move. It's good. Andre's on the board, and it's 12-8. Toppers. Hilligoss. Oh, swiped away by Dylan Smail. Fast break. They've got numbers. 3-on-1. Here is Tekin with the lay-in. And he's got 6, and CN calls a timeout. 1:16 left in the first quarter. Hillsborough 14, Civic Memorial 8. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. 1:16 left in the opening quarter. Hillsborough a 14-8 lead over Civic Memorial in this fifth-place semifinal game from the annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. Keaton Lowing bringing the ball up the floor for CN. He gets to the timeline and is met immediately by Drake Vogel. Now it's over to Sam Buckley. Buckley looking for someone to get it to. Time's running out. Now he finally puts the ball on the floor and picks it up, and we're going to call a travel on it. Another turnover by CN. So Hillsborough gets the ball back with under a minute to play in the first quarter. McCammick going to throw it in, gets it to Tekin. Tekin crosses his man over, gets it across the timeline. We'll see if they hold for the final shot. It's Vogel now. Vogel finds Tekin, cutting baseline. His layup is good. Tekin's got 8 first quarter points, and it's a 16-8 topper lead. 40 seconds left. This is Vaughn. Vaughn gets it to Noah Turbyfill. He misses off back iron, but offensive rebound for CM. Trey Hall's put back no good. Rebound tipped out, and Vogel's got it. Now he loses it at the other end of the floor. CM takes over. Now Vaughn will slow things down for the Eagles. It's over to Turbyfill. Noah Turbyfill. He's got it. He may hold for the final shot. Clock at 12 seconds. Indeed he will. Turbyfill with it for CM. Guarded by McCammick. Clock at 6 seconds. Turbyfill driving. Layup is no good, but a foul on the play. The first called on Hillsborough. They're going to get Brock Bellever with his first. Noah Turbyfill at the line for CN. Free throw is no good off back iron. Sub in for CN. Grant Lane back into the game. Buckley having a seat. So to the bench goes the 6'7". Onto the floor, the 6'6" kid. And it misses the second free throw. Hillsborough the rebound. Clock at 1 second. Puts it up, and it is no good. And the first quarter comes to a close. After one, your score, Hillsborough 16, Civic Memorial 8. We'll be right back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium. This fifth place semifinal game between Hillsborough and Civic Memorial. The Toppers lead the Eagles after one quarter of play. 16-8 your score, and Drake Vogel with it. Now passes over to Dylan Smail, who passes down low now. And Smail will have it. Back over to Vogel. Good ball movement here by the Toppers to begin this second quarter. This is McCammick. Over to Bellever. Now it's Vogel. Vogel going to drive. Now kick it out to Andre. Andre driving left hand. The floater is no good. Rebound to CM. Lowen bringing up the floor. Gets it to Trey Hall. Hall backing his man down. Now gets it to Lowen. Now it's Lane. Lane driving. Puts up a pass over to Hall. Now it's Turbyfill. Turbyfill going to drive. Kicks it out to Hall. Hall driving. Left hand floater from the elbow. No good. Rebound to the Toppers. Nick Andre pulls it down. Andre brings it up the floor himself and buries the 6-footer. He's got 4, and it's an 18-8 topper lead. Hillsborough wants to play in that fifth place game. Already advancing this evening, Gateway Legacy, after they defeated Greenville. Here's Lane driving to the layup, to the basket. His layup no good. Rebound to the Toppers. The opportunity was there, but he couldn't finish, and Hillsborough gets the ball. Here's Andre, driving, nowhere to go, puts up a floater, it's no good, rebound to CM. That was in double coverage. Oh, here is Vaughn at the other end. He misses the shot. Lane gets the rebound, and now Lowen fires a three from the wing. It's off iron. No good. Rebound to the Toppers. Boy, CM can't buy a shot here in this first half. Here's Bellever over to Smale. Now it's Andre slowing down the pace. Hillsboro decked out in the orange jerseys, trimmed in black. CM in the home whites. Here's Andre driving left hand, kicks it out to McCamick. Almost lost it out of bounds, but saves it. Vogel now driving, and he has it swatted away. CM will take over. 5:50 to play in the first half. CM with the ball, trailing Hillsboro 18-8. This is Nick Vaughn over to Trey Hall. Now Keaton Lowen. Lowen the long three. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? It's Turbyfill. CM keeps it. Throws it away, but Lane gets it right back. Now it's Turbyfill. Guarded by Andre. Turbyfill over to Vaughn. Vaughn. Step fake, and now over to Turbyfill. Turbyfill's going to drive. He puts up the layup. It's no good. Rebound to the Toppers. Turbyfill looking for a foul on the play. Won't get it. Here's Smale with it for Hillsboro. Over to Bellever. Back to Smale, and now over to Andre, resetting the offense. Hillsboro spreading things out here. Vogel with it, and they'll slow down the tempo just a bit. Vogel over to Andre. Andre's guarded by Turbyfill. Nowhere to go, picks up his dribble. Now he's in trouble. Hands it off to Vogel. Now McCamick. Back to Andre. Championship semifinal action from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite tomorrow night. As Andre misses the layup, he gets his own rebound and is fouled on the play. That's the fourth foul on Civic Memorial. They're going to call Trey Hall with his second. Tomorrow evening on WSMI, you'll hear both semifinals here from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. It'll be Triad against Nokomis at 6 o'clock. As the first free throw by Andre is good, he's got 5 points. Following that will be Pena against Taylorville, that one at 7:30. Both those you can hear them here on WSMI FM 106, as well as online at WSMIRadio.com. Andre buries the second free throw for 6 points on the evening, pushes the Hillsboro lead to 12, our score 20-8. Trey Hall with it. Now over to Parchman. Karan Parchman in the corner gets it to Sam Buckley. Buckley back over to Reams. Reams relatively quiet in the second quarter. Here's Nick Vaughn. Pick is set. The roll's not there, so we'll reset. Vaughn over to Reams. Looking for an open man. We've got a timeout called by head coach Jared Reynolds. 4:05 left in the first half. Hillsboro leading CM 20-8. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. 4:05 left to play in the first half. Hillsboro a 20-8 lead over Civic Memorial. The Eagles with the ball trying to rally here and get this game a little bit closer before halftime. They cannot seem to find shots to fall, or get shots to fall, rather, in this ballgame. But give credit to the Hillsboro defense. They've played well. After giving up 90-plus points in the first game and 74 in the second, they've held CM to 8 points. As Hall misses the shot, rebound to Hillsboro, and an immediate foul called, the fifth on the Eagles. And they're going to get Trey Hall with his third. And Jared Reynolds is going to leave him out there. So with 3:58 to play in the first half, Trey Hall playing with three fouls for Civic Memorial. Here's Drake Vogel at the other end. Oh, what a handoff to Gavin Mattu. She can't get the layup to fall. The tip-in is no good. Rebound tipped around, and CM has it. Nick Vaughn gets it across the timeline. Over to Parchman. Parchman is guarded by Vogel. Looking for a cutting man. It's not there. Now it's over to Hall. Hall looking for someone, finds Reams. Alex Reams fires the three. It's good. Reams has 5. 20-11, back to a single-digit lead for Hillsboro. Teakin with it, over to Vogel. Vogel, double-teamed, in trouble, and Joe Vanzo calls a timeout. 22-11, Hillsboro the lead with 3:13 to play in the first half. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. After that made three moments ago from Alex Reams, by the way, that was the first field goal, first points of the second quarter by CM. As they finished the first quarter with eight, now they have 11. Our score 20-11. Hillsborough with the lead with 3 minutes left in the first half. Here's Jace Teakin with it for the Toppers. And they're slowing things down on offense. Teakin gets it to Andre in the corner. Thought about three, and now they'll pass it along. Matouche had it passed to him, and he lost it. CM will take over. Here's Turbyfill, almost lost it. CM able to keep it. And Turbyfill guarded by Andre at the top of the key. Karan Parchman with it. Vogel's given him room, but he's not taking the bait. Now here's Nick Vaughn. Vaughn over to Buckley. Looking for Parchman, but it's not there. Now Turbyfill. Turbyfill, we've got a foul called on Hillsborough, I believe. It'll be Hillsborough's second foul. It's going to be called on Drake Vogel, his first. So here's Parchman with it for the Eagles. He gets it to Turbyfill. Turbyfill drives. The step back is no good. Another missed field goal by CM. Hillsborough with the rebound. This is Andre. Passes to Teakin. Driving baseline. Not there. Kicks it out to McCamick for three. Off glass. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Who's it off of? It's off of the Toppers. So CM takes over with 2:02 left in the first half. Sub in for Hillsborough. Brock Beliver in, Dylan McCamick out. Well, the shot was there for McCamick. He was wide open, but couldn't get it to fall. And CM takes over. Vaughn with it for the Eagles. Dribbled. Passes to Buckley. Buckley, tall and lanky at 6'7". Just a freshman for CM. So he could have, he's got a long career ahead of him. If he chooses to stick with basketball, that is. Here's Turbyfield driving. Bounce pass over to Reams. Reams shot fake. Now he's in trouble. Now he puts it up. Layup is up and in. Reams has seven. It's 20-13. That Topper lead getting smaller and smaller with each passing minute. 80 seconds to play in the first half. Here's Andre. The pass is stolen by Buckley. CM takes over. Reams with it, bringing it up the floor. He's met by Matouche at the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble. Now it's Buckley. Buckley driving baseline. The floater is no good. Rebound to the Toppers. 1 minute left in the first half. Andre with it for Hillsborough. The ball swiped away by Kurt Turbyfill, and a foul called on Hillsborough, their third. As the players ran into each other, but they're going to get Nick Andre with his first. As he tripped Turbyfill. That's the third on Hillsborough. 20-13. Hillsborough with the lead. CM with the ball. Looking to cut that deficit even more. Here's Reams with it. Reams. Oh, good find down low, but Parchment can't handle the pass cleanly. It's knocked out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Eagles will keep it with the clock stopped at 39 seconds. Turbyfill to throw it in. Gets it in to Buckley. Now over to Parchment. CM could hold for the final shot, but they could also chip away here. Here's Reams. Reams driving baseline, layup up and in, it's good. 9 for Alex Reams, and the lead for the Hillsborough down to 5. 23 seconds left in the half. Teakin with it, passes over to Andre. A slow start offensively for CM, and they've caught fire here of late to cut that Hillsborough lead to 5. It was as big as 12. They led 20-8. Now it's 20-15. Clock reading 4 seconds. Got to do something. Teakin, 3 seconds. Puts up a shot from the elbow. 2. No good. And after the first half of play, it's Hillsborough 20, Civic Memorial 15. We'll be right back with the second half after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School for the annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. And we are ready to begin the third quarter here with CM controlling the possession, trailing Hillsborough 20-15. And right off the bat, Alex Reams with 11 points now makes it a 3-point ball game. Hillsborough led 20-8 midway through the second quarter. That lead towards the beginning of the third quarter now, down to three. Hillsborough started that second quarter off well, and since then they have gone cold shooting, and they turn it over again. CM will take over. They're just battling. CM couldn't buy a bucket in the second quarter for the first half of it. And now, they're really playing well. This is Lane with it. Lane stops at the free throw line, gives it off for Reams. Reams driving. Layup is no good. Out of bounds off of Hillsborough. So CM will keep it. Reams with 11 to lead all CM scorers, leading all scorers in this game. Leading topper scorer is Jace Teakin. He's got 8 points, but hasn't scored since the first quarter. Here's Lane with the layup. It's no good, but a foul on the play. The first of the half on Hillsborough. Who are they going to get? It's going to be Nick Andre with his second. So Grant Lane for Civic Memorial to the free throw line, shooting two. His first is good. He's got five, his first points since the first quarter. Makes it a two-point game now. McCamick heading to the bench for Hillsborough. Brock Feliver into the game. Lane could make it a one-point game here. The second is good. He's got six. 20 to 19, Hillsborough up by one. 7:20 to play in the third quarter. Here's Matouche with it. Matouche fires over to Vogel. Vogel for three. It is good. That'll stop the bleeding. Vogel's got five. Makes it 23 to 19. A little bit of a cushion. Now here's Parchman driving. Layup is swatted away by Vogel, and Hillsborough with the rebound. Here's Andre up ahead. Andre, spin move, layup, no good. Rebound to CM. Grant Lane pulls it down. Now over to Parchman. Parchman driving, laying, and it's good. Parchman's on the board for the first time today, and he'll head to the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul called on Jace Teakin, his first. A two-point ball game at the moment, but Karan Parchman at the free throw line for Civic Memorial. And the free throw is off back iron, no good. Rebound to Hillsborough. 23-21. Toppers lead is two. Here's Matouche backing his man down. Picks up his dribble, turns around, nowhere to go, and he's going to be called for a travel. And CM takes over. The Eagles could tie it or take the lead on this possession. This is Vaughn. 6.5 left to play in the third quarter. Passes to Reams driving. It is up and in. Alex Reams with 13. A brand new ball game. 23-23 our score. Here's Matouche with it for the Toppers. Over to Smale. And it's our final broadcast of the evening, our first from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. Here's Vogel, corner three, it's good! He knew it was going in, too. He's got 6 points in this quarter, 8 points in the game, and a timeout called by CM. 26-23, Hillsborough with the lead, 6:05 left to play in the third. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. So Civic Memorial tied the ball game, and then Hillsborough got a three to take the lead right back with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. CM with the ball, trailing 26-23. This is Lowen with it for the Eagles. Looking for an open man, finds Vaughn. Vaughn took too many steps before putting the ball on the floor. Turnover on the Eagles, and Toppers will take over. Hillsborough has led by as many as 12 this evening. CM has led by no more than two and haven't led since early in the first quarter. Here's Belliver with it for the Toppers. Now over to Smale. Smale looking for an open man. Nowhere to go. Pass it to Matouche, and he wasn't looking. Alex Reams with the steal. They've got numbers. And here's Nick Vaughn at the other end. No good. Offensive rebound to Parchman. His putback no good, but a foul on Hillsborough, their third. They're going to get Dylan Smale with his first. So after committing only three fouls in the entire first half, Hillsborough with three fouls, 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. Parchman's first free throw is no good. He is 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. These are valuable points being left on the board. Smail will check out of the ball game. Nick Andre back in. Parchman had held scoreless in the first half. He's got two here in the third quarter. The second free throw is good. Make that three. 26-24, the topper lead, back to two. Andre with it. Gets it across the timeline. Met by Nick Vaughn. Passes to Tekin. Tekin's been held scoreless since the first quarter. Vogel, corner three. It's no good. Rebound to CM. And once again, the Eagles could tie or take the lead on this possession. Here's Grant Lane backing his man down. Layup no good. Rebound to the Toppers. Andre with it. They'll push the tempo a little bit. Get it across the timeline. Andre's going to jump stop and a foul called on CM there first of the half. I believe they called it on Nick Vaughn. That is his first. Yes, they did. So Nick Andre, they said it was not in the act of shooting, so Hillsborough to throw it in. Tekin will throw it in for the Toppers. Gets it into Matouche. Oh, good find at Tekin down low. Layup is blocked from behind, and CM with the rebound. They got just enough to alter the shot. Here's Lowe in corner three. It's no good. Offensive board for the Eagles. Reams with it. Backing Matouche down. The hook shot's no good. Rebound to the Toppers. Vogel brings it down. Good behind the back dribble there to avoid trouble. Andre with it for Hillsborough. Soft defense, soft man-to-man defense played by the Eagles. Almost conceding the three, depending on the shooter. Here's Tekin. Over to Vogel in the corner. Back to Tekin. 4:20 to play in the third quarter. 26-24, Hillsborough on top in this fifth-place semifinal game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. Here's Tekin for three. It is good. Jace Tekin breaks the cold streak. He's got 11. It's 29-24. Gets the Topper crowd back into it. Here's Lane with it. Lane driving. Now kicks out to Reams. Reams thought about three. Now he'll drive. Spin move. Bounces it off his foot and a turnover. Toppers have the 2-on-1 fast break. Here's Andre. Lost the ball. Good defense by Karan Parchman to swipe it away. Parchman over to Lowen. Lowen driving, and he took too many steps, and a turnover on the Eagles. There's an opportunity wasted by Civic Memorial. Hillsborough takes over with a 5-point lead. 3:43 to play in the third. Winner of this game gets Gateway Legacy on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Loser plays Greenville for 7th place. Here's Andre with it for Hillsborough. Over to Tekin. Tekin driving. Baseline. Stops. He's guarded. He puts up a shot, and it's good. Tekin with 13. 31-24. Topper lead is 7. Lowen with it for the Eagles. Guarded by Andre. Gets it to Lane. Top of the key. Lane going to drive. Puts up a layup, and it is not going to count. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. And it's going to be the fourth on Hillsborough. They called it on Andre. That is his third. No, excuse me. They gave it to Brock Bellever, his second. So Andre still with two fouls. Kirby fill into the game for CM. Got to get it in. He does. Gets it to Nick Vaughn. Now over to Lane. Lane, a lot more active here in this third quarter. Lane with authority. Here's Turbyfield. Turbyfield driving. Oh, good pump fake. Passes it off to Lowen underneath. Can't get it to fall. And the putback is no good. Rebound to the Toppers. They've got numbers. The 3-on-1. Here's Tekin. Jump stop. Passes to Andre in the corner. And the CM defense gets back. Andre's floater no good. Gets his own rebound and the putback. Andre's got 8. 33-24. Hillsborough's lead back to 9. Turbyfield with it for the Eagles. Turbyfield passes down low to Lane, and another foul called on Hillsborough, their fifth. They're starting to pile up here in the second half. That one on Brock Bellever again. That is his third. So Dylan McCammack's going to come back into the game for Hillsborough. Matouche is going to have a seat. Bellever going to play with three fouls. 33-24, Hillsborough with the lead, CM with the ball. Here's Reams over to Keaton Lowen. Lowen over to Turby. Phil thought about three, now put on the floor. Has it swiped away, Drake Vogel. Fast break opportunity for the Toppers. Vogel's layup is no good, but a foul from behind. And Vogel to the free throw line, shooting two. They're going to get Turby Phil with his first. It's the second on the Eagles in the second half. Clock stopped at 2:30 in the third. This is Vogel's first trip to the free throw line. His first free throw is good. He's got 9 points. Seven in this third quarter. Deacon out of the game for Hillsborough. Smale back in. Second free throw from Drake Vogel is on the way. It's good. He's got 10. 35-24. The lead is 11 for Hillsborough. Oh, wide open down in the corner is Nick Vaughn, and he buries the layup and the foul. Nick Vaughn on the board for the first time this evening. It's 35-26, and Vaughn will head to the free throw line. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul was called on Vogel, his second. The sixth on the Toppers. Vaughn's free throw's good. He's got three, and it's an eight-point game, 35-27. Next foul on Hillsborough, and the Eagles will be in the bonus the rest of the way. The three by Vogel missed. Rebound to CM. Here's Reams, and he took too many steps after getting the pass from Parchment. They've done that a few times this evening. So Hillsborough takes over with 2:07 to play in the third. It's been a great week of basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, both here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament and the Macoupin County Tournament. Here's Andre driving. His layup no good. Gets his own rebound again and the putback. He's got 10. 37-27. Hillsborough with the lead. Here's Lowen. Lowen almost lost the ball. Gets it back. Fighting. Layup is no good. Rebound to the Toppers. Smale. Fast break opportunity. Gets it to Vogel ahead. Three from the wing. It is no good. Rebound to CM. Reams pulls it down. Lowen with it. Under 90 seconds to play in the third. Lowen drives. Baseline. It's good. No good, rather. Excuse me. A foul called on Hillsborough. Seventh on the Toppers. I believe it's on McCamick. Yes, it is. That's McCamick's first. So CM shooting free throws the rest of the way. They're in the bonus. And the first by Lowen is good. He's got 3 points. Back to a single-digit lead for Hillsborough. Second free throw from Lowen on the way. No good. Rims out. Rebound tipped around, and Hillsborough finally gets it. McCamick pulls it down. Has it swatted away on the pass. Last touch by the Eagles. CM's going to apply some pressure here now. McCamick gets it into Tekin. 1:18 to play in the third. Hillsborough with the ball and the 9-point lead. Here's Andre. Finds Matouche wide open down low. Picked up his dribble. The layup no good. And rebound to the Eagles. This is Vaughn. Vaughn gets it to Parchment. Top of the key. And now back to Vaughn. Over to Parchment. Parchment wide open lane. Drives and loses the ball out of bounds. But McCamick couldn't handle the steal cleanly. And CM will keep it. Missed opportunity by the Toppers. Clock stopped at 59.5 seconds for the third. Parchman to throw it in. Got to get it in. Finally gets it in to Nick Vaughn, who is just over the timeline. Now over to Parchman. Reams. Top of the arc. Thought about three. He'll pass it up. Now it's Lowen. Lowen wide open floater. It's good. Lowen's got five. It's 37-30. 40 seconds to play in the third. This is Andre. Andre driving left-hand baseline, swatted out of bounds off of CM. Well-played game here. Very competitive, these two teams, looking to advance to the fifth-place game on Saturday. Loser plays Greenville for seventh-place. Winner, fifth-place against, for fifth-place, rather, against Gateway Legacy. Hillsboro misses the floater but gets their own rebound, and it's Jace Teakin going to slow it down. Over to Smale now. Smale with it for the Toppers. Now it's Andre, who's going to stop it near the midway point. Now CM with the steal. It's Parchman. Parchman driving layup is no good. Rebound to Teakin. Clock at 5 seconds. A wide open ahead is Mechanic. The lay-in is good. And that'll be the final shot of the third quarter. After three, your score, Hillsboro 39, Civic Memorial 30. We'll be back with the money quarter after these messages on WSMI. A 9-point lead for Hillsboro over Civic Memorial as we begin the fourth quarter in this fifth-place semifinal game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. Hillsboro with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. It's Teakin crossing the timeline. Gets it to Smale. Hillsboro has led by as many as 12 points in this game. CM tied it in the second half, only for Hillsboro to pull back away. Here's Teakin for three. It's good! Jace Teakin, 16 points to lead all scorers. Puts it back to a 12-point lead. Here's Lane for CM. Jump stop, lay-in, no good. Gets his own rebound. The putback, no good. Rebound, Toppers. Hillsboro is trying to pull away now. Here's Mathush. Bounce pass to Smale for three. It is no good. Rebound to CM. Alex Reams gets it to Lowen. Hillsboro, the 11th seed coming into this tournament, playing much better than that. And a missed three by CM. Hillsboro with the rebound. This is Teakin. Gets it across the timeline. Looking for an open man. Finds Vogel. The turnaround pass gets it to Mathush. Back to Vogel. 7 minutes left in the game. Hillsboro a 42-30 lead over Civic Memorial. This is Dragle. Corner. Or Vogel, rather. Corner. Teakin now from the left elbow is around the rim and out. CM with the rebound. Parchman gets it to Lane. The 6'6 small forward puts up the floater. It's no good. Rebound to Hillsboro. The shooting struggles now back for CM. They got hot in the third quarter. Now they're getting colder. Here's Mathush. Bounce pass to Teakin. Teakin drives, stops at the elbow, gets it to Mathush. Mathush lost it and gets it back. Now back to Teakin. Teakin guarded by Lane, gets it to Smale at the top of the key. 6-17 and a steal by Nick Vaughn. He's wide open for the lay-in, and that gets it to a 10-point game again. Nick Vaughn swiped it clean. He's got 5 points. 42-32, Hillsboro on top by 10. With 6 minutes left in the game, Teakin pass to Smale. CM ratcheting up the defensive intensity. Oh, good find to Smale. Now passes to McCamick. He should have just kept going. Ball swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles and subs in across the board for CM. Alex Reams staying on the floor for CM. Back into the game, Trey Hall. Noah Turbyfill. Nick Vaughn stays in, and then Sam Buckley into the game. Here's Andre from the free throw line for the Toppers. It's no good. Rebound to CM. Turbyfill with it for the Eagles. He's guarded by Andre, and we've got a foul called on Hillsboro, their eighth of the half, and that's going to be the third on Andre. So Smale's going to check back into the game for Hillsboro. No, Smale's not going to come in. Never mind, they're not going to bring Smale in. He was ready to sub in, but now they're not. So to the free throw line is Noah Turbyfill for CM, and his free throw is good. That's his first point of the game. Makes it a 9-point game, 42-33. Second free throw from Turbyfill on the way. Off back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around, and CM's got it. Here's Vaughn from the elbow. No good. Gets his own rebound and the putback. Vaughn's got 7. It's 42-35. And CM almost stole it away. Hillsboro will keep it. Now they'll get a sub in. McCammick coming into the game. Mathush having a seat. Tekin throwing it in for the Toppers. Got to get it in. Good defense played by CM. Vogel has it. Vogel, good behind the back dribble there to keep it away from the defender. The pop is good. Vogel's got 12 points. 44-35. Hillsboro lead back to 9. This is Turbyfill. Turbyfill almost lost it. Now gets it to Vaughn. Vaughn over to Trey Hall. Hall over to Turbyfill. The crowd coming alive with 5 minutes left to play in the game. Here's Reams. Over to Buckley. Long three. It's no good. Rebound to Hillsboro. The shot was there, but he couldn't get it to drop. This is Andre for the Toppers. His shot's no good, and a foul called on CM. They're going to get either Reams or Vaughn there, and they're going to get Vaughn with his second. Vanzo wanted the foul on the shot, but they're going to say it's on the floor, so Hillsboro will throw in. This is McCamick in the corner. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel driving. Kicks it out to Andre. Andre, the lay-in is no good, and a foul called. It's going to be the fourth on CM. If that's Vaughn, that's a quick... No, that's Reams, rather. First on Reams, fourth on the Eagles. So Andre to the free throw line, shooting two. First free throw, off back iron, no good. Two for three from the free throw line now this evening is Nick Andre. He's got 10 points in this game. Second free throw on the way is good. Make that 11. Lead back to 10 for Hillsboro. 45-35, 4:38 to play in the game. Here's Turbyfill. Gives it to Buckley. Stops at the right elbow. His shot no good. Rebound tipped around and out of bounds off of CM. Hillsboro gets it. McCamick to throw it. Oh, a foul called on CM is what they're saying. The fifth on the Toppers. That's going to be the fourth on Trey Hall. So he stays in the game. Got to be careful if you're Trey Hall. Here's Tekin driving. Kicks it out to Bellever. Oh, good ball movement there. Now it's Andre. Andre going to drive. Andre, the floater is good. Nick Andre, and he hit the ground hard. He's got 13, and he's slow to get up. Here's Reams. Thought about three. Now he's going to keep the ball moving. Over to Turbyfill. Now it's Hall. Baseline finds Buckley. Backs his man down. The turnaround jumper is good. Buckley's on the board. It's 47-37. Hillsboro still on top. Tekin with it for the Toppers. Guarded by Hall. Again, Trey Hall for CM playing with four fouls. 3:50 to play in the game. This is Andre. The lead is 10 for Hillsboro, but it doesn't feel like it. Feels much closer. Here's a steal for CM. This is Nick Vaughn. The lay-in. It's good. Vaughn's got 9. 47-39. Tekin with it and a timeout called on the floor. 3:33 to play in the game. Hillsboro on top by 8. You're listening to WSMI coverage of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. We're right back after this. We welcome you back to our third broadcast of the evening. You've already heard Staunton defeat Southwestern and North Mac defeat Carlinville in the annual Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. This is our first game of the evening from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. Without a doubt, one of the best tournaments, midseason tournaments in the area. And even in this fifth-place semifinal game, it is a heck of a ball game. Hillsboro, an 8-point lead, and Jace Tekin driving to the basket, lays it in. He's got 18 to make it a 10-point lead. Turbyfill behind the back, dribbles, and he gets the lay-in to go and is fouled. Turbyfill with 3 points, and he'll head to the free-throw line looking for the old-fashioned 3-point play. That's the 9th called on Hillsboro, the 4th on Brock Bellever. 49-41. Hillsboro lead momentarily at 8. Turbyfill looking to cut it to 7 if he can make this free throw. It is no good. He is 1 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. It'll be Hillsboro ball and a foul called on CM, the 6th foul of the half. That's going to be called on Alex Reams, his 2nd. So next foul on CM, and Hillsboro will head to the free throw line in the bonus. Here's Jace Teakin. Teakin passes to Andre, and a foul called on CM. The seventh. And is that Reams or Vaughn? That is Vaughn who gets the foul. It's his third. And Nick Andre to the free throw line, shooting the 1-1. Andre, three of four from the charity stripe this evening. His first is off the front of the rim, no good. CM with the rebound. This is Turbyfield. Thought about three, now he'll drive. The lane, no good. Rebound to Hillsboro. 3:05 to play in the game. Here's Andre driving. The layup is up and in. Nick Andre with 15 points. Back to a 10-point lead for the Toppers, 51-41. Under three to play. Here's Reams driving wide open. Lost the ball. And a rebound to the Toppers and a foul called on CM. That's their eighth. And who's it going to be? Turbyfield or Vaughn? It's going to be Vaughn, so that'll be his fourth foul. So Trey Hall and Nick Vaughn for Civic Memorial, each with four fouls. Grant Lane coming back into the game for CM. Alex Reams having a seat. Clock stopped at 2:48 for the game. Drake Vogel at the free throw line. Looking to extend this Topper lead. The first is off the back iron. Rebound to CM. Costly miss at the charity stripe. Here's Lane, fell down, kept his dribble, but then he lost the ball, and Hillsboro takes over. Here's Jace Teakin up ahead. His lay-in's good. Teakin with 20 points tonight. Makes it a 12-point lead for Hillsboro. 2.5 left in the game. Turbyfield with it for CM. He gets it to Vaughn. Vaughn over to Lane. Now Parchman in the corner. Now it's Lowen for three. It's no good. Teakin with the rebound. CM not going to try to foul yet. Here's Teakin. Gets it to Andre, and Hillsboro will just eat some clock here. They'd be wise to do so, leading by 12 with 2 minutes to play in the game. The winner gets a date with Gateway Legacy for the fifth place game on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Here's Andre, and he's fouled hard by Grant Lane. That is going to be his third, the ninth on CM this half. So Andre to the free throw line shooting, to the free throw line shooting. No, that is Andre. My mistake. Andre makes the free throw there. He's got 16 points. Second free throw is good. 17 for the young man. 55-41, largest lead of the night for Hillsboro. 14 with a minute 46 to play in the game. Here's Turbyfield over to Keaton Lowen. Lowen, they don't have a lot of time to be choosy here. Here's Grant Lane, the long three, no good. Rebound to Hillsboro. Vogel brings it down. And now it just could be going through the motions. Here's Vogel with it. Crosses over his man, gets it to Teakin. And they may just eat some clock here. Hillsboro wanted a foul, but the foul was not there. That was embellishment by Drake Vogel. And a foul called now on CM, the 10th foul on the Eagles. And that's going to be the second called on Noah Turbyfield. And guess who's back at the free throw line? It's Nick Andre. Only missed one tonight so far. No, excuse me, he's missed two. And he makes that one. He's got 18. Six of eight from the free throw line tonight. Make it 7 of 9. He's got 19 points. 57-41. The Topper lead is 16 with 80 seconds left in the game. Turbyfield driving for CM. Passes to a cutting Vaughn. The layup is no good, but a foul called on Hillsboro. And who is it going to be on? It's going to be on Jace Teakin, his second. That's the 10th foul on Hillsboro, so CM shooting two the rest of the way. Vaughn's first free throw is no good. Costly misses as Hillsboro's lead is 16 with 1:14 to play. Second free throw from Vaughn is good. He's got 10 points tonight. 57-42. Here's Vogel in the wrong corner. Now Tekin. Got to get it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Ball's tipped. He gets it to Vogel. Vogel's going to drive. His layup is up and in. Drake Vogel with 14 makes it 59-42. Hillsboro. Karan Parchman over to Keaton Lowen for three. Lowen in and out. Rebound to Matouche. Gets it to Andre. Andre almost lost the dribble. Andre, the floater is good. Andre with 21 points tonight. 61-42, a 19-point lead for the Toppers. And that'll just about do it for this game. CM's not going to come back with 34 seconds left. Turbyfill misses the three from the top of the arc. Hillsboro with the rebound. And they're just going to eat the rest of the clock, I imagine. Although Turby will play some defense. He does get the steal. The layup is going to be missed, but a foul on the play on Hillsboro. And was it Tekin? Yes, it was. The third foul on Tekin. And Noah Turbyfill headed the free throw line, shooting two here. Clock stopped at 21 seconds, but a 19-point lead for Hillsboro. Turbyfill's free throw is good. He's got 4 points. 61-43 now. An 18-point lead for the Toppers. Second free throw. No good. He has struggled from the line tonight. Hillsboro will get the ball. Now we'll see if CM's going to keep playing defense, get another steal, or if Hillsboro will just... They get it on the right side of the timeline, and now I imagine they'll just run it out. 13 seconds left, and CM's not going to foul here unless it's going to be late. So congratulations to Hillsboro. They are going to advance to the fifth-place game to face Gateway Legacy. They win this one by a final score of 61-43. The Eagles, meanwhile, will play in the seventh-place game against Greenville. That game tipping off at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Congratulations to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They defeat Civic Memorial by a final score of 61-43. The Toppers advance to the fifth-place game on Saturday afternoon here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. They will play Gateway Legacy in that game. Civic Memorial falls, and they will play Greenville for seventh place at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Leading all scorers for the Toppers, Nick Andre with 21, Jace Tekin also with 20 points for Hillsboro, Drake Vogel added 14, also scoring for the Toppers, Dylan McCamick with 4, and Gavin Matouche with 2. For CM, leading all scorers was Alex Reams with 13, also scoring Nick Vaughn with 10, Grant Lane with 6, Noah Turbyfill with 4, Keaton Lowen with 5, Karan Parchman with 3, and Sam Buckley with 2. We want to thank all of our sponsors throughout this high school basketball coverage, both the Macoupin County Tournament and the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite, for without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the Tally Broadcasting stations this evening, because again, without them, we cannot bring you coverage of high school sports throughout the season. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Megan Cordy, she did a great job as always. And finally, thanks to our host, Litchfield High School. They do such a fantastic job putting on this tournament each and every year. Once again, our final score, Hillsboro 61, Civic Memorial 43. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Litchfield.
I'm a friend hanging on to a guy. You just say him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls. And baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning for a kiss, I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end.
it makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along.
Stereo 106 WSMI.
Got it.